This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and the Keystone State playing a key role for that great nation. One of the things that is striking, I mean very striking, of the new polling that is being released today is it all shows a tightening race for control of the House of Representatives, for control of the U.S. Senate. I would say that 2 weeks ago, it was a gimme. There was a general assumption that, Republicans have a chance to run the table, sweep everything before them. Now there is this big new issue that is being ruthlessly exploited by Democrats, the issue of the apparent forthcoming overturning of Roe v. Wade, which should be announced within a matter of weeks. But that has made things, at least according to a brand new NBC poll, into a tie. And speaking of into a tie, the nomination struggle for a nomination for the Senate seat that had been held with some distinction by Pat Toomey, a thoughtful Republican, one of the organizers of the Club for Growth years ago, and somebody who really was part of the Tea Party wave for the Republican Party. He's retiring from the Senate, and the race to replace him looks like a three-way tie. There's a very insightful piece in The Spectator about that race by somebody who was one of the hosts for one of the fateful debates among the five leading candidates. And yes, there are five of them. I'm talking about my friend, Professor Paul Gengor, professor of political science, notable American historian, best-selling author, and the director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which I am honored to participate in as regularly as I possibly can. Paul, what's the... Okay, this is the day before the primary. Tomorrow's decision day. And what I'm hearing is there a lot of publicity in Pennsylvania right now about Kathy Barnett, who seems to have surged into a tie for first place with David McCormick and with Mehmet Oz? Is there a lot of talk right now about her having been to Washington or been in Washington on January 6th? What is the latest?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff on her, Michael. And I haven't heard the January 6th allegation, but, I mean,
and
they
she
are. And by, yeah, I, well, I mean, boy, last week there were allegations. In fact, it was about this time last week. I think it was last Wednesday. I was driving home from Grove City College. I turned on Sean Hannity's show, and Sean Hannity had Oz on his show. And, you know, this is the Dr. Oz from television, and Hannity has endorsed Oz. Trump has endorsed Oz. And Oz in that interview talked about Kathy Barnett, who is who's a black woman, and talked about her supposedly supporting BLM, supporting erecting a statue to Barack Obama, supporting BLM's anti-policing policies. And CNN fact-checked that and said that it's not true at all. It's not accurate. And I don't think it is accurate. And last night I was watching the Pittsburgh Penguins game at Primanti's, which is kind of an iconic Pittsburgh restaurant. Serves these big sandwiches and Iron City beer and everything. And the place was packed. And every single commercial break was about the Senate battle. And they put up one ad for Kathy Barnett that called her a woke Republican, which shocked a lot of people because she's probably one of the more conservative Republicans ever to run in the state of Pennsylvania. But yeah, I'll say this in defense of what Oz is saying about her and Sean Hannity and others. She really hasn't been vetted yet. She has surged, Michael, so much in these last couple of weeks that people really haven't had time to really go through her background And a lot of it is because, and this is very, very interesting. In fact, they debated at Grove City College 2 weeks ago, May 4th, and it was the day after the Roe v. Wade leak from the Supreme Court. And I remember I did analysis at the time for KDKA TV and radio here in Pittsburgh, and I said, this is going to be her night. Because she is all about her abortion story. Her mother was raped at age 11. So Kathy Barnett was conceived by her mother through rape at age 11. And her mother chose to give her life. And that became the dominant issue of that debate. And Michael, after that debate, she went from about 13% approval, in polls to about 23-25. And right now, these three, Barnett, Oz, and McCormick, who are all pro-life, at least the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation judges them all pro-life, they are looking at something like, 25, 23, 21, they're all around mid-20s. So this is the tightest race, kind of multi-person race, that I ever recall seeing in a Republican primary in the state of Pennsylvania.
And it is possible right now that any one of the three could win. Is that your impression?
It is. It is. There's a poll out, and it was posted this morning either by Fox or maybe Breitbart, which had Oz at 37% and Barnett at 25-26 and McCormick around 23. That seems like an outlier. I haven't seen anything like that. And by the way, it's kind of interesting that McCormick here would be in third place because he's really the Pennsylvania establishment guy who a lot of people are behind, but establishment has become pejorative, right? But he's also very pro-Trump. He talks about America first. His credentials are really amazing. The guy won the Bronze Star in the Persian Gulf War in 1991, went to Harvard, has a PhD from Princeton. After that, worked for a great company called Free Markets, which was founded in Pittsburgh by local entrepreneur Glenn Meekham, and then went into the Bush administration. So this guy is, a solid 100% complete conservative who has the establishment behind him, and it looks like he's running probably third right now of all things. And then to make it even a little crazier, so Oz, who I talked to somebody today who's like an old evangelical from the Pittsburgh area, and religion is really, really big to her. She's behind Oz, who is Muslim, or who at least identifies as a Muslim, but I think Michael probably doesn't really practice. I'm not totally sure. It's hard to tell. I don't think he's devout to the point where he's facing Mecca to pray five times a day, right? He's Turkish, and at least at one point in his life or growing up, his faith was, and I think still is, Muslim. So he'd be Muslim senator. Yeah.
He defends that, and apparently Kathy Barnett has said in the past she repeatedly attacked in print and on the radio and her former radio show. She attacked President Obama for being a secret Muslim. And she has said that Muslim faith is incompatible with the Constitution. Which...
Well, and she said, in fact,
might
Oz
not play well in a general... She said, Oz, what did you say?
Yeah, Oz accused Barnett of writing in a 2015 tweet that, quote, pedophilia is a cornerstone of Islam, unquote. And, there she's probably talking about Muhammad, right? But she claims that she said, I would never have said that, it's not clear how that, I guess, apparently, allegedly, ended up on her Twitter feed, if she indeed said it. And this is the thing right now, Michael, it's so sloppy. People are making this allegation, that allegation, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that.
Any one of these people could win the primary, but who is best suited to win the general election? And then you have another extreme left candidate. candidate running against an established Democrat for Congress, a Summer Lee, who outspokenly anti-Israel, too. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness and an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we've played on the air some of the anti-Mehmet Oz ads that have appeared in Pennsylvania in this torrid, very hot, very heated, very nasty primary fight between Dr. Oz and Kathy Barnett and David McCormick. And they're McCormick ads mostly, and that have the Wizard of Oz and what's really behind the curtain, and extremely nasty in every direction. And it's great to be able to speak to Paul Kangor, who was there for one of the crucial debates that may have turned the tide, and is there today with a late poll, one of the latest polls, showing suddenly a commanding lead for Dr. Oz. Could it be that is the impact of President Trump making the argument, as he did very forcibly over the weekend, that Kathy Barnett simply can't win? He said, well, she's going to be a great part of the future of the Republican Party, but she just can't win this election. Who is best situated, Paul Kangor, a professor of political science at Grove City College, where the Republicans just debated? Once the apparent Democratic nominee, likely Democratic nominee, the Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, recovers from his stroke, which he just had, as if there weren't enough drama going on, melodrama, assuming he recovers from his stroke, he is the Democratic nominee. Who is the best situated of the three prominent Republican candidates to actually hold this seat, which is crucial for the Republican Party?
Yeah, I woke up to the news of Fetterman, and that's really sad. I just couldn't believe it. I thought, adding even more drama. In fact, Fetterman in his race, that's not like 25-25-25. He's polling around 50-52, and the next closest is about 30 points behind him. So
that's
this is totally in the bag for him. Yeah. Fetterman, no one's even close to Fetterman. Connor Lamb, who's from Western Pennsylvania, seems to be about 30 points behind Fetterman. So Fetterman pretty much has this locked up, and what happened with a stroke changes things. I guess it was probably a mini stroke, something very small, something very minor they were able to take care of right away. But it looks like Oz would probably be most likely to beat him. For a while, the consensus was that McCormick would be more likely, but McCormick doesn't excite people. And I'll say this about Oz, Michael. This is a really important point. Oz has this big attraction among white, middle-aged, suburban women in the state of Pennsylvania. And you want to know how Donald Trump somehow lost Pennsylvania in 2020? It was that block of women. That's who did it. And you know, Oz is somebody who has major crossover appeal. Donald Trump recognizes that. And Trump, too, Michael, you know how this is, right? He's got this thing right now where he's boasting about all the picks that he's making on these races. He claims to be 55-1 or 55-0 or something like that. So you wonder if he's picking people at this point, not based on who he likes more, but on who he thinks has a more better chance of winning. And so he seems to think that Oz would, whereas they think that Barnett would not get a lot of those women, would be more alienating, although Barnett fires up the grassroots. McCormick doesn't really fire people up, but has the best credentials. So we've kind of said all along, you know, that we think McCormick and Oz would both beat Fetterman. I still think that that's probably true. And I think Oz would probably beat him convincingly. And if not, you'll have a really weird situation where there would be two Democratic senators from Pennsylvania. And by the way, adding more drama to this, the senior senator would be Robert Casey Jr., who is the son of the Robert Casey Sr. of Planned Parenthood v. Casey. Now, that senior Casey was the great pro-life Democrat from the state of Pennsylvania. And his son, who's supposed to be a pro-life Democrat, has been horrible on the abortion issue. In fact, he can't have more than about a 20% ranking, I would think, by the National Right to Life. And last week, he voted with Chuck Schumer on that Senate abortion bill to enshrine Roe v. Wade legislatively as the law of the land. I'm just waiting for this surreal moment, Michael, when the Supreme Court announces that Roe and Casey have both been overturned, and Casey Jr. comes out against the court. So that's what a weirdo he has become.
Well, but, wait, if you don't mind, let's call it as it is. This Casey, Senator Casey, now just voted for the Democratic sweeping federalization of abortion bill, which went way beyond Roe v. Wade, because that protected abortion up to the moment of delivery. There was no ban of or restrictions on late-term abortions. And yeah, that's something
his
father...
rolling over in his grave. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, because he was really the last surviving, very nationally prominent pro-life Democrat. I mean, now it's become such a partisan issue. What are the issues? Are there issues of policy that divide these three candidates for the Senate, or is it just clashing ambitions?
That's a good question. I really don't see a lot that does separate them. I mean, the main three, really the main five, so the other two, Jeff Bartos and Carla Sands, and Carla Sands almost reminds me of a Carly Farina type. Bartos actually might have the best personality and likability of the whole group, but he's pretty new, and I don't think he has a chance. But really, all five of them are absolutely crystal clear conservatives, and a lot of people have said that among the three front runners, Oz, McCormick, and Barnett, that they'd be happy with any of the three. Although, again, you know, the question is winnability, and if Republicans are going to take the Senate in the midterm elections, winning Pennsylvania is going to be crucial to it.
There's no doubt, because they look, there's so much money involved in all of this right now. There's also another race in Pennsylvania that's getting some national attention. Summer Lee appears to be the second coming of Ayanna Pressley or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Dynamic, younger woman, very, very far to the left, challenging an establishment Democrat, Steve Irwin, who is actually taking the place of Mike Doyle. This is right near your hometown. Does Summer Lee have a chance to become the latest squadster?
Yeah, she really does, Michael. And I've watched her for a while. In fact, it's something I've chronicled. We've talked about this on your show for years. The Democratic Socialists of America. And that's what Summer Lee is. And the DSA has
okay,
been...
Okay, can you hang on? Can you hang on for, can sure. hang on for one more segment? Because this is Pittsburgh, which has its conservative elements. It's not a leftist city. Well, at least it didn't used to be. Has Pittsburgh changed beyond recognition? We will get to that and more with Paul Kangor of Grove City College coming up.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Buffalo, New York, is praising police for saving lives after Saturday's mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket. Tyriza Patterson lost her husband in the attack and tells the Today Show about hearing the news.
We all have a set time, but why did he have to leave this way? That was my response. I didn't know if I should be angry. I didn't know if I should be hurt. This is all different kind of emotions. But the first thing I thought of, why this way?
Severe thunderstorms are forecast to pound the Northeast today. Communities from New England to the Carolinas can expect rain with hail and strong destructive winds. Tornadoes also can't be ruled out. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond, and Raleigh all are under the gun for the possible severe weather. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, speaking with Paul Kangor about the explosive primary in Pennsylvania, which is scheduled for tomorrow. And it's not just the Republican side, though that especially, and that most importantly. It's also the Democratic side, where regardless whether you're Republican or Democrat, I think a lot of reasonable people understand how destructive the squad is, and the Democratic Socialists of America, and this whole push of the Democratic Party to the very extreme left. And there's a prominent member of that very, very extreme leftist and an anti-American and, yes, anti-Israel tendency on the part of the left is Summer Lee, who's a charismatic, a fiery speaker, and someone who has indicated she would like to be a new member of the squad, and is challenging a very much somebody who's worked in the Democratic Party and contributed a lot of money to the Democratic Party for 30 years, taking the place of a very well-established congressman, Democrat, Mike Doyle. So you think that Summer Lee, who has, again, is going to be another media darling, I think, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you think she has an actual chance to pull this off?
Well, yeah, she does. And here's why, Michael. They've been doing this. Now, the Democratic Socialists of America, Cenk Iger and his Justice Democrats. In fact, I give a speech where I actually go through this and list his points up on my PowerPoint. And in fact, I gave the speech last weekend somewhere. They have had this political strategy now for about 10 years, where they take actual members of the Democratic Socialists of America, which bills itself the, quote, largest socialist organization in the United States, unquote. They currently have about 94,000 members, or comrades, as they called them recently in one of their convention memos. And they take these DSA members and they run them in safe Democratic districts. They primary traditional Democrats. So if they win that seat in the Democratic primary, they're basically in. There might be a Republican who wastes some time and energy and money running against them in November, but it's pointless. And then this is how AOC got elected. She ran against a more traditional Democrat in the state of New York, primaried him, and won the primary, and then that was it. She coasted all the way through November at that point. So that's exactly what Summer Lee is doing. And she's replacing Mike Doyle, who's been just a, you know, excuse me, but just a stuffed suit from the city of Pittsburgh for almost 30 years. No one even knows what he looks like. People forget his name all the time. Mike Doyle, Jim Doyle, Jack Doyle, that no one knows, but all you know is he gets reelected every single, he would have gotten reelected for the next 100 years if he could live long enough. But he decided to retire, so she's running for that seat. And kind of last minute here, Jewish citizens have rallied around a man named Steve Irwin. I don't know if he's Jewish or not, but he's an attorney from Squirrel Hill. And Squirrel Hill is a wonderful place. I've been there 1,000 times.
It's where that terrible shooting was, where the
tragically,
synagogue.
Right.
Yeah, that's where 11 Jews were murdered at prayer.
Yeah, in fact, my I think I talked about this at the time. My daughters were hiding on the floor of a van outside of the Tree of Life Synagogue when the shooting started. They were going to an Opus Dei meeting across the street and literally almost got caught in a crossfire with a group of about 8 to 10 girls. It was just a terrifying morning, a Saturday morning. So you know, a terrible tragedy there. And of course, these good folks don't want somebody elected to Congress like Summer Lee, who's anti-Israel. She's very much in the tradition of Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, and so they're hoping to run this Steve Irwin. In fact, there are rabbis from Squirrel Hill who are urging Republicans to try to vote in the primary, do whatever they can, change their party registration, whatever, to vote for Irwin to try to deny Summer Lee this seat. And I don't know what exactly the numbers are on it, but we're going to find out. We're going to find out tomorrow. And like you said before the break, Pittsburgh is not a liberal city. I mean, this is a very traditional blue-collar place. Allegheny County is the county. Trump, Romney, you know, they all got over 40% or close to 40% of the vote in Allegheny County. It's not like Philadelphia. So yeah, the Democrats from that area, you know, they're more traditional. And this person, Summer Lee, she got elected to the Pennsylvania State House 2 years ago by primarying a traditional Democrat by the name of Costa, one of the Costa cousins. There's a bunch of Costas from that area. So that's how she got in it to the State House 2 years ago, or 4 years ago, whatever it was. And this is how she's now trying to get into the U.S. House of Representatives in 2022. Will it work? We'll find out tomorrow.
In Pennsylvania, which is also always a key swing state in presidential races, right now there's just one shooting after another this weekend, and this horrible, horrible racist shooting in Buffalo. And it turns out now they're saying that the Orange County Church, where there was a doctor who was killed, the killer, who not a member of the church, who came in, the killer's name is David Chow. He is a Chinese national, actually a naturalized American citizen, but from China, who was very anti-Taiwanese, apparently. And they are now identifying this as a politically motivated hate crime for a very peaceful, elderly, Taiwanese Christian church in Orange County, California. And this guy drives in from Las Vegas and wounds three people, killing one, he also tried to super glue and lock the doors so people couldn't escape. Have you ever heard, what is going on in our country?
Yeah, it's really horrific, and in fact I heard on the audio during your break, it sounded like maybe it was MSNBC, and you know, it doesn't help that liberals always try to politicize these when it's somebody like the Buffalo shooter, right, who, I don't know, may have been a white supremacist, I don't know, I have no idea, I just heard a little bit about it. That doesn't help the situation. There was the shooting on the subway in New York just a few years ago. And that man, I think, was African American. And then there was a case with the African American man driving the truck at the parade right in Wisconsin last year. And so I would just urge people, you know, don't politicize this stuff. These are just nasty people, right, of whatever race. But to the larger point, the larger question, yeah, I don't know, right? And it seems like, you know, here we go. Is this the season, right? Is it getting warm outside so people are now going to start running around shooting up churches, shooting up public places? It's really disgusting. It really is.
It is, and I do think that it's going to inevitably be, if people feel unsafe when they go to church, if they feel unsafe if they go to a flea market, and I believe that was in Houston, they had three different shootings in Milwaukee, they had 33 shootings in 33 of them in Chicago over the weekend. This is a very, very big challenge, and crime, including the mass shootings, maybe especially the mass shootings, is going to be a political issue. Paul Kengor's great piece about the Pennsylvania primary ran in the American Spectator. It's also posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, where you can read all about the Institute for Faith and Freedom and Grove City College. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is so much going on, of course, politically, the eve of the primaries. There's also one of the most controversial Republican members of Congress, freshman in Congress, Madison Cawthorn, is dealing with 7 challengers. And that's significant because the way it works in North Carolina and their primaries there, Congressman Cawthorn, who has been perhaps the most outspoken, he and Marjorie Taylor Greene have been the most outspoken supporters of Vladimir Putin. And I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. He's Madison Cawthorn has said Zelensky is a thug and that the Ukrainian government is incredibly evil. And he is one of those people who has expressed support for Putin's invasion and for basically the destruction of Ukraine. In any event, he's facing some challengers, as he might. And there are all kinds of scandals that we don't have to get into. It's a family show. And he's, as has been described, as a hot mess. And if Madison Cawthorn gets less than 30% of the vote, he will almost certainly be ahead because he is the incumbent congressman. But if the 7 people running against him are able to get a total of more than 70% for those 7 people, then he'll have to face a runoff, and we will see about the future of Madison Cawthorn. There's also more on this NBC poll. And the NBC poll, which shows, not surprisingly at all, with crime going up, with inflation going crazy, with people freaking out about getting baby formula, they'll get baby formula before the next election. They'll I hope they get the baby formula before the birth of our new granddaughter, which is soon. But this is... There is so much. This is the 4th consecutive survey where the wrong track figure for America, people's sense of what is going on in America, where they have the idea that America's headed in the wrong direction. 75%. And here's another fascinating aspect of this poll. Republican primary voters, 55%, believe that the Republican Party should continue to be led by former President Donald Trump. And 33% say he was a good president, but it's time for new leaders. And 10% say he was a bad president, it's time to move on. Now that's 10% of people who are planning to vote in the Republican primary. What's interesting is you see where the Republican Party stands. And it used to be that there were two-thirds, three-quarters of Republicans who wanted Trump to be the leader of the Republican Party. That's shifted. There's now a combined 43% of Republicans who think it's time for new leaders, or people who think he was outright a bad president and don't want to have anything to do with him. Here's a separate question, which they asked in this poll, which is extremely intriguing, actually. They asked this question, they've asked it before. Do you consider yourself more as a supporter of the Republican Party or as a supporter of Donald Trump? And when they asked this question in January of 2021, right when Trump was leaving the White House, right after, in fact, the January 6th riot in Capitol Hill, when they asked that question, people were tied. Half thought that they were more Trump supporters, half thought they were more party supporters. Now it's overwhelmingly party supporters. 58% consider themselves more supporters of the Republican Party. 34%, so there's been a shift of more than 12% from people who at one time thought they were really in it to support Trump. Now that's only 34% of the Republican Party, not 46%. Concerning what is going on in our country and trying to do something about it, Laguna Woods, California, one person was killed, four others were critically wounded in a shooting Sunday afternoon at a Southern California church. Deputies detained one person recovering a weapon after the shooting at Geneva Presbyterian Church in the city of Laguna Woods. The federal agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives were responding to the scene. There may have been explosives involved. They don't yet know. David Chow, the suspect, is a naturalized citizen from China who hates the Taiwanese. And this was a Taiwanese church, and apparently it was trying to lock the doors of the church so that he could kill more people, but he was overcome by some of the courageous churchgoers, were mostly elderly, and suppressed the killer. In Houston, two killed, three hurt in market shooting. Two people were killed, three more taken to a hospital with injuries after shooting Sunday at a bustling Houston flea market. The shooting at the open-air market arose from an altercation that involved at least two guns and all five of the people, according to the county sheriff, Ed Gonzalez. He said no innocent bystanders were injured. Investigators believe one of the people hospitalized was among those who opened fire, and two more suspected shooters were detained at the scene. Thousands of people were shopping at the market 14 miles north of Houston's downtown when the shooting began around 1 p.m. Sunday. The sheriff said that the multiple shots were fired and that deputies recovered two pistols from the scene. Overnight shootings killed three in Milwaukee. Milwaukee police on Sunday were investigating three separate overnight shootings in which a 17-year-old boy and two men in their 20s died. The shootings came after a night of violence in which 21 people were shot and wounded in three other attacks near the Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee as the Bucks were taking on the Boston Celtics in Game 6 of their NBA playoff series. Worst of all, I think, for some of these people, the Bucks lost. The shootings led authorities to impose an 11 p.m. curfew on Saturday and Sunday. The Bucks canceled a fan watch party for the Sunday afternoon's decisive Game 7, which they lost. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner said a 21-year-old man died after a shooting that happened near 11th and Rogers. About 40 minutes later, a 17-year-old Milwaukee boy was killed in a shooting. And then a curfew in Chicago at a park after shooting. A curfew banning unaccompanied minors will be implemented to combat violence after a 16-year-old boy was fatally shot near the Bean sculpture in downtown Chicago's Millennium Park. No, just where that is. Which is among the city's most popular tourist attractions. Look, this is madness. And part of it is not being able to deal with madness. We absolutely must see that, and it's not enough to say, well, they shouldn't have access to guns. That, obviously. The fact that this young man in Buffalo, Peyton Gruden, that he had a and he boasted about on the internet, and he also posted his plans to go out and kill as many black people as he possibly could, and the idea that he had access to a firearm means it's simply too easy. Not for law-abiding citizens, but for people with records who had been reported before, who had been detained before and analyzed because of his threats to shoot up his high school. For someone like that, don't we need more intense attention to people who are suffering from severe mental illness? We had a shooting here in Seattle, in West Seattle. There was another shooting. Guess where? It was at an RV homeless encampment. I mean, honestly, there are more sane and decent people in America than there are crazy racists or political people who hate Taiwanese folks because they support China. I mean, but seriously, to try to get a little handle on the safety by concentrating on violent and dangerous and insane people, we deserve that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.